Chapter 4. Isadora thought Hades was the most terrifying immortal being she had ever faced. She'd been wrong. Shakes racked her body as she stood in the center of the great hall. Behind her, lightning flashed outside, illuminating the space through three high arching windows. Far below, the crash of waves against rock drifted up in a roar that churned and rolled in time with her fear. But what held Isadora's attention wasn't the lights or sounds, or even what the witches were muttering. It was the glowing blue being floating across the ground toward her. Floating. Holy Scotta, it was floating. Her heart pounded like a gong against her ribs. Terror gripped every inch of her soul and urged her to flee, but she couldn't move. Even if the witches hadn't been holding her, she'd have been frozen in this place, because evil hummed and vibrated in front of her, the kind that was on a par with Atalanta and Hades and wasn't supposed to exist in her realm. And she was powerless to do anything but stare and quake.
"You,"
the glowing thing said in a raspy voice that sounded as if it rang out from the dead.
"You are more than I expected."
Isadora had no idea what he meant. Her gaze was fixed on the silver hair that fell from a part in the middle of his skull and hung to his hips. A gray mustache seemed to rise from two clumps under his nostrils to frame his twisted mouth. Not a single hair swayed. The only thing affected by his movement was the long black robe he wore, which hovered inches above the weathered stone floor. He stopped mere feet from her. The sallow wrinkles on his face pulsed with energy as he breathed deeply. And as his pupils dilated until there was no white around his irises, just one giant gaping black hole, Isadora knew this thing, whatever it was, had come to steal what was left of her freedom.
"My name is Apophis, wee one. Do you know who..."